From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The state's land conservation program got very little of the $77 billion budget that was just passed. Environmentalists say that proves a constitutional amendment to provide funding each year is necessary. Ashley Lopez reports there is one pending.
Water quality issues in estuaries east and west of Lake Okeechobee got a lot of attention this year. That's why state lawmakers set aside millions to fund restoration projects in the Everglades and the Kissimmee River. But environmentalists say they didn't spend nearly enough on the state's land and water conservation program called Florida Forever. For decades, lawmakers set aside about $300 million a year for the program, but that budget was slashed to zero during the recession. Lori McDonald with the Defenders of Wildlife says now that the state's economy is rebounding and there's a budget surplus, lawmakers should be funding land and water conservation for the entire state.
Development is on the rise again throughout Florida, but our protection of conservation areas throughout the state is not being funded.
This year, Floridians will vote on a ballot measure that will ensure more funding every year for Florida Forever. The money will come from a real estate tax that already exists. The amendment needs 60% of the vote to pass. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?